It's Paul Harris filling in for McGraw-Millhaven, and that music means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in the official state of knuckleheads in the news, Florida, where Christy Lee Brown loves bologna sandwiches, particularly the ones she got in jail. When she got out of jail, she wanted to say thank you. So she called 911. Called it nine times to thank the sheriff for those delicious bologna sandwiches. I remember the bologna sandwiches, she said, slurring her words each time she called and spoke to the dispatchers. Now, of course, 911 calls are recorded. The dispatchers have been passing around the audio of Christie's phone calls. They kept asking her, look, do you have an emergency? 911 is for emergencies. I love the bologna sandwiches. Thank the sheriff for the bologna sandwiches. She's now been charged with six counts of misusing the 911 system. Next, we go to Jersey City, Jersey, where Eric Gadsden was fired from his job at a fried chicken joint. So he punched his boss in the face. He worked at the business for about 2 months and arrived at work drunk on numerous occasions, according to the cops. When the manager fired him Monday about noon, Gadsden punched him in the face, knocked the boss to the ground, and then ran to the cash register and took out $58. The boss's girlfriend, who is an employee of the restaurant, told him, look, just put the money back. We won't call the police. He says, I don't care. Call the police. So they did. And then he told the police, I didn't rob anyone. I just took the money he owed me. He's been arrested. By the way, when they were booking him, they found out he had a warrant for failure to appear on a past theft charge. He's facing that one now, too. Now we go to India, where a 42-year-old Indian man, described as an alcoholic, tried to sell his wife for $110 to pay for his drinking habit, even put her on a bus to the town where the buyer lived. They got a huge human trafficking problem in that part of the world. This couple, by the way, had been married for 20 years. The husband, the boozer, allegedly struck a deal with a broker to sell his wife after his daily wages proved too paltry to buy enough liquor to keep him satisfied. The wife, however, got suspicious, got off the bus in another village, and went to live with relatives. And we finish in Orlando, Florida, where a couple was caught having sex on the patio at a popular restaurant while people were there with their kids. Several witnesses said parents with children were eating on the patio as this couple started making out, and then things went a little bit further. The manager of the restaurant, Patty Murphy's, an Irish bar, said as soon as he realized what was going on, he put a stop to it. He went over and told Jeremy Kahlo and his connubial mate, knock it off, compose yourself, pay your tab, or I'll call the cops. Jeremy said, well, she can't get up right now, you see. That's because he was on top of her. I think he was the one who couldn't stand up at that point, if you know what I mean. Murphy called the cops. The couple then stopped what they were doing. When the cops showed up, they arrested Jeremy and the woman for fighting with the manager and refusing to pay their bill. Now, this is an Irish pub, and it was just the two of them, and the tab was $101. I don't care how many corned beef sandwiches you had in the place. I'm going to guess 80 to 90 of those dollars were spent on alcohol. Let's hope some of them were also spent on Trojans. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. For the Big 550 KTRS.